What then is the future for those youth centres? The 18 in total not earmarked for County Council funding in the future. Andy Norman is a full-time youth worker and manager of Kenilworth's Youth Centre. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Good to speak to you this evening. First of all, I guess to talk personally, with a question mark hanging over the future of the youth centre in Kenilworth, is that a question mark hanging over your job as well?
Well, of course it would be, but we have been very proactive, our management committee, since October in trying to look at different aspects of how to we could actually maintain the centre if it wasn't under County Council control.
And it looks like you will be one of the 18 which won't get direct funding from the County Council. Is it fair to say then, with the work having started back in October, you could see that coming?
Well, obviously, when it said the whole of the youth service would cease, we thought, well, Kenilworth Youth and Community Centre is a brand new centre. It's only 4 years old. It's a purpose-built centre. It's really well used. We've got 800 users a week coming through the doors. So it's not just about young people. It's about the whole of the community. And what's been amazing is the actual support from the community, like all the different charities, the churches, and even the town council, Kenilworth Town Council, have been excellent.
You mentioned it's a purpose-built youth and community centre. Haven't been open that long, have you?
Exactly 4 years now, just over 4 years. Yeah.
So someone's going to get themselves a bargain, and presumably you'll be hoping that it's the management committee which you head up.
Well, we hope so. I mean, obviously, because in the recommendations from Cabinet, that's the idea is it would be transferred over to us as a charitable status.
So it's not a bad start, really, for a new venture, for a new charity, to be starting with a building which is purpose-built, which is only 4 years old.
That is a bonus, but obviously there is a lot of costs that go with that as well.
What sort of costs?
Well, obviously large costs, mainly on staff, youth staff, and obviously administration, and caretaking duties as well.
How confident are you that you will be able to make a go of it, though?
I think the whole of the committee has worked very hard, and all of our workers, and to get the community on side, and I really believe that we can make a go of it.
And how important is the work that you provide? And we heard about the work that the Warwick Youth Centre provides as well. How important are you to your local communities?
Well, the Inspector of Police that was here not so long back actually said that he, since the youth centre has been open, the ASBs have gone down, and social behaviour I'm talking about, within Kenilworth area. So that he can't, praise us enough for the work we do with young people in the community.
So you find out next week exactly what happens. There's a hope of some what you've called transitional money. Is that something just to get you up and running?
Well, we've not been promised any of that. There's negotiations that will start next week, and hopefully we will get that to help us through, because obviously it's a big change.
We wish you well. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks ever so much.
All the best.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Andy Norman, a full-time youth worker. He's manager of the Youth Centre in Kenilworth, all set to lose its funding from the County Council. They'll find out at a meeting middle of next week. That said, as Andy just said there, the groundwork has been done in terms of getting themselves a business plan and a way forward. It is recommended in the meeting next week that the Kenilworth Youth and Community Centre, and a quote from the paper, be considered for community asset transfer to a new body to be established from the management committee.